If you have your Bible, turn with us tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. We'll read verse 9. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 9. The Bible says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." Amen. I will preach tonight just a little while on a great door. Amen. A great door. Praise God. I'm glad that I'm glad we got doors, ain't you? If it wasn't for doors, we'd be stumbling around trying to find our way in. But I'm glad that man had enough sense, amen, to make door. I'm glad we don't have to crawl in through some window and don't have to climb up and come down through the chimney or through the roof. I'm glad that God had gave us enough sense, amen, to make doors. You know, a lot of times we take a whole lot for granted, don't we? Just a door, amen. We take it for granted. It gives us a place that we can get in. And Paul says here, said, "For a great door of affection was opened unto me." So Paul said, you know what? He's talking to the Corinthians here, and he's trying to gather them up in this last chapter of 1 Corinthians, and he's trying to get their mind focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, loving each other, and doing that that's right for the glory of God. Amen. I would have got it. If we could get a hold of those same things, those same three things, it would help our hearts and we'd be about where God wants us to be. Amen. In the last days that we live. But the Lord is that, Paul says here, "For a great door and effectual is opened." Now he said it's a great door. Now, Holy Ghost of God didn't say that it was a teeny tiny door, something you have to crawl through. But he said there was a great door. Now I want to talk about this great door for a minute. I believe that's like a garage door. Amen. I mean, I believe it's a door big enough, praise God, to where you can get in. Amen. Ain't you glad God made a way that we could get in? Amen. Praise God, He didn't leave us outside. And He didn't leave us inside. But praise God, He made a way. Bless His name. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him and he with me." Amen. So the Lord, the Bible says, He said, pay attention. He said, "I'm standing out here and I'm knocking on the door. So somebody needs to open it and let me in." I believe the Lord's speaking to a whole lot of folks today and they ain't paying no attention. I believe He's knocking on doors, Brother Billy, and our loved ones, our children, our grandchildren, and they're knocking on the door, but they won't let Him in. Amen. He's standing there knocking. He's a gentleman. Hey, He won't bust the door down and come on in. But amen, He'll knock, and if you'll open, He'll come into you. Amen. Did you get that? Said He'd come into you. Praise the Lord. Now hear my voice and open the door. I will come into Him and sup with Him and Him and me. God said, I'll begin to feed you with things. Praise God. He said, I'll begin to nourish you and give you things that you need in these last days we live. Well, why would people not want that today? I don't understand. My mind can't comprehend why we wouldn't want the good things of God. We'll settle for a third and fourth best. Amen. Because we got God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's the three best things in this world. And we'll chase after something that's third and fourth and fifth, or fourth and fifth and sixth best. Amen. When we could have the Lord if we had just looked for Him. But He said, there's this great door. Amen. Paul said, He's opened unto me. And he said, it's an effectual door. In other words, said it produces effect. Or it's a door that's effective. Amen. Like I said, I kind of got thinking about a garage door. Amen. A great door that God, Paul said, I've come up with this great door. Praise God. And he said, it's a place where I can lead folks into. And he said, it's an effective door. Amen. Not only is it an effective door, he said, it's powered. It's a powered door. I got to think, you know, a lot of these big garage doors, if they're insulated, if they're well built, they're real heavy. Now, some of the old wooden doors, they were so heavy you couldn't hardly open them manually. But you had to have a motor to get them up. Amen. Paul said, listen, today's a great big door that God put in front of me. And praise God, he said, glory to God, he said, hey, I might not be able to open it, but He can. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. He said, He put an operator on it, glory to God, so that I can raise that big old door so that folks can get in. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ain't you glad for the door? Now, if we ain't careful, we can miss the door. Amen? Even though it's a great door, a marvelous door. I'm going to say that there's nothing better than the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a great, great Lord and a great Savior, praise the Lord. I love Him tonight. But if we ain't careful, we can miss the door. Amen? Look over at Matthew chapter 25. You remember those virgins, the 10 virgins? The Bible said they was 10 wise and they was 10 foolish. And the Bible says here in verse 25, chapter 25 of Matthew chapter 25, in verse 1, He said, "Then shall the kingdom of heaven be like a 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And the five were foolish, or the five were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them." Oh no. He said, "But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. And when the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, 'Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.' Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, 'Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out.'" Now they come and they didn't come with their lamps full. Amen? They come with just a little bit of oil in there maybe. Just a little touch of something they thought would be sufficient. But I'm going to say, praise God, we ought to come with our lamps full. Or to come with our lamps, praise God, running over where the wick will be wet. Glory be to God, so the fire will burn and it'll shine forth as the noonday sun. Amen. He said, "Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto, 'Give us your oil, for our lamps are gone out.' But the wise answered, saying, 'Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves.' And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came." Now watch this, "and they were and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage." Now watch this, "and the door was shut." Amen? If we ain't careful, we get the plundering around in this world and the door will be shut and we won't be able to get in. I mean, it's a great door and an effectual that God gives us, amen. He opens it by His power and allows come in. But praise God, if we ain't ready, we won't get in. By the time we hunt around to find what we need to get in, it'll be too late. Amen. But praise the Lord, he said, and he goes on and said, "The door was shut." Verse 11 says, afterward came also the other virgin and said, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for you know not neither day nor hour when the Son of Man cometh." Amen. So he said, if you're expecting to get in, praise God, I guess the moral of the story is, you better get in when the door is open. Amen. Because once the door is shut, praise God, you ain't going to get in. What are you saying, praise God? I'm saying you can't get in when you want to get in. Amen. You got to get in, praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God's a dealing with your heart. Amen. Now you got to have oil in your lamp. Holy Ghost of God's got to be down your heart or you'll miss heaven. You say, how do you know? Because if you ain't got the Holy Ghost of God direct your heart, helping you live right, praise God, you won't be living like a fashion to see heaven. You say, well, preacher, if you've been born again, it don't matter how you live. That's the biggest lie the devil ever told. Because if you've been born again, born from above, praise God, you'll know how to live and you'll want to live right. Amen. Praise God, because the Holy Ghost of God's in you. He'll fill you, He'll overflow you, and He'll show you where you need to go. Amen? That's what He does. Amen? Because Jesus is the door. He's that way. He's truth. He's life. He's all the things that we need. Amen? So these virgins, five of them got in, five of them missed the door because the door was shut. Now, it's a great door. It's effectual. Amen? It's effective. It's powered, praise God, where it's made manifest so that you can get in. But there's a whole lot of folks that ain't getting in tonight. And a whole lot of them's our folks. Let me just say this. A whole lot of our folks are deceived. They think they're all right because they know who Jesus is. The demons of hell know and tremble, but they ain't saved. Amen. We got to have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ if we're going to get in. Why? Because He is the door. John chapter 10, verse 9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Amen. If you're going to get in tonight, praise God, you've got to get in by the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because when the door, if the door's going to be open, now listen to me, yeah, it takes the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to open the door. Amen. Without the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, the door can't be open. But Paul said, hey, listen. He said, there's a door that the Lord opens and no man can shut. And he said, there's a door that's shut. And he said, there's no man can open it. But the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he said, I'm the door. He said, and I've had effectual power to open. Amen. He said, I'm the way that you got to get in. So I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In John chapter 10, verse 7, Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. It says the door of the goats. Them goats butting all the time. Well, I'd get in, but. I'd read my Bible, but. I'd go to church, but. Amen. That's what goats do. But sheep follow. And he said, verily, verily, self, truth. He said, truly, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Amen. He said, if you're going to get in, praise God, he said, you got to come in the door. It's the only way to get in. And the Bible tells us here that he's the way in, but the Bible also tells 1 Corinthians 16:9, he said that for a great door and effectual is open unto me. But Paul goes on in this verse here, and he says, and there are many adversaries. Amen. So he says, it's a door that's open. He said, it's a great and a mighty door. It's a door with power, amen, and to open and to close, glory be God, and to give us opportunity. Amen. Praise the Lord. But he said, there's many adversaries at the door. There's many folks trying to keep us away from the door. Amen. And he goes on in Matthew chapter 7, and he talks about this, the way to get in, praise God. And he said it's a pretty straightforward way. He said if you're coming in, you got to come through a gate that's straight. See, there's a lot of folks today trying to get in some other way. But he said there's only one way. And he said it's through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said it's through a straight gate. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, he said, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is gate and broad is way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Amen. So the Lord says, he said, there's a great door, an effectual, effective door that's opened up for us so we can come in. And he said, the way to get there is through the straight gate. Now I got to thinking about that. You know what a straight gate is? That's one that's straight. Amen. I got to thinking about that. We got a straight gate down there at my mother's. Monticello Road runs down by her house. And there's a gate down there at the edge of her property. And it's a straight gate. It comes out straight on to Monticello Road. Amen? It's a straight gate. And it comes right out on Monticello Road. It's just a little bit of spotch of dirt. And then the road's here. And that gate is straight. It's parallel with the road. And in order to go in that straight gate, now stay with you. I'm going to give you this and I'm done. I'm going to lose my voice. But in order to get in that straight gate, if you're coming down through there, Brother David, and you know what I'm talking about, if you've got a trailer and a big old long a hay trailer load of hay and a load truck load of hay, amen, you got to hit that thing just right to get in a straight gate. Amen? Are you hearing me? You got to hit it just right. You got to go in just right in order to get in that straight gate. You can't come in at an angle or this way or that way, or you won't make it. You'll get hung up in the gate. Amen. So what you got to do, what we have to do is when we get down there, we have to swing over out of the way. Amen. Brother John, we got to get out of the road. Amen. In other words, we got to separate ourselves from the traffic. And sometimes hey, what are you saying? I'm saying we can't just keep going with the flow. Amen. They'll run over you. They don't care about you. They don't care if you're trying to get in that straight gate or not. They don't care what kind of hindrance they are to you. So you've got to get out of that flow of traffic, praise God, where you can get lined up with that straight gate. Amen? If not, you'll never get in. Amen? So you pull over off to the left-hand side of the road, and you swing that thing around so that you can get a straight shot. Amen? Into that gate. Are you with me? Amen? You can't go in just any way. Got to have a straight shot. Now, I got run over here back last fall because I had a fellow jump out and run down there and open the gate. And I pulled over to get a straight shot. And this fella run over and he opened the gate, swung it open. And I was watching him to tell me when it was clear. Are you with me? And he, as soon as he got that, throw that gate open, he got to going, come on! So I throw that thing in gear. I dumped that clutch and here I went across the road and I got about halfway across the second lane and I heard cars a squalling and rubber a burning and I looked up and there was a big old utility van wasn't that far from my pasture door. What are you saying? I said, hey, listen, we got to be careful who's directing us in. Amen. If we ain't careful, we'll get to listen to the world and people that's not concerned about us, and they'll just tell us to come on, it'll be all right, and they'll may cause you to miss the gate, get run over, get sidetracked, get hurt on the way. Amen. I mean, you stopped that close. Scared me to death. So what? You said, what'd you do? I said, well, he got stopped. I just threw the gas to her again and I went all across. Amen. All I could do. You ain't got to... A 25-foot hay trailer and a load of hay, you ain't backing up much. Amen? Couldn't get out of the road. So I went on across. But see, we got to be careful. You got to get out of the way. You got to get out of that path of traffic. We got to get separate from the world, praise God. We can't just go with the flow. If you're going to go in the straight gate, praise God, then you got to get lined up with it. And you got to get somebody to direct you that can get you there safe. Amen? There's a lot of yo-hos in this world. There's a lot of people and so-called preachers and things that tell you they've got a better way to get in. But I want to say, if you ain't careful, they'll get you run over by the devil. Amen. They sure will. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God opens the gate, that gatekeeper points you to Jesus, amen, and you can see Him there say, come on, son, it'll be all right. Glory be to God. You've done got lined up straight. You done got your focus. You done got separated. See, what bothers me is there's so many Christians that claim to be children of God, but they've never separated themselves from the world. Still running with the flow. Huh? You know what I'm talking about? Still running with the flow, and they claim to be Christians. I mean, I won't say they straight gate, and if they're still running with the world, they ain't never got lined up straight to get in. Because we're going to get in, we got to go in that straight gate. Only way to get that hay to the barn was go through that straight gate. Go through that little old driveway up through there, up there to the back of the barn. Amen? So we got to get through that straight gate. He said, there's a broad way. It seems all right. The world will direct you. He said, come on in here. Hey, you don't have to get out of the flow. You don't have to do nothing. Amen. Just whip it on in here. There's plenty of room. Amen. They get you in there. It's a broad way, but they get you in there. If you ain't very careful, there's nowhere to turn around. Amen. Have you ever got there? We get in bind a lot of time. We go get hay. Because Pony over here, he'll say, well, just go up into such and such, pull in this little old road and go down behind the house. And it's easy to say when you're just driving a tractor. When you get a truck and a farm trailer, amen. If you ain't careful, you'll get in places where you can't turn around. Amen. You get where you can't turn around. Ain't enough room to turn around. See, that's what the devil like to do. He'd like to get us in that Broadway, praise God, and then he squeezes you in where you can't turn around. Amen. But the Lord said, there's a great door and effectual that's open. Paul said, that door's been open for me, praise God, and I want to bring in as many as I can while the power's there. Amen. I want to say this, there's going to come a day when the power is going to be taken away. He that let us will let us, but Brother Rob's going to be taken out of the way. You say, when the church is gone out of here, when the church goes out of here to be with the Lord, Holy Ghost of God, that power that He has, the direct life, amen, is going with us. And He'll start to work like He did in Old Testament times. When He had come upon certain ones and touched that were looking for God and godliness. But I want to say, hey, listen, when it comes that time, they ain't going to be very many. I believe that everybody, hey, he said everybody that's heard the truth will be able to believe a lie and be damned. What are you saying? I'm saying that great door and effectual won't be open to them. Amen? It won't be open. There won't be no way to get in. They won't be pointed to that straight way. They won't be able to line up with it and get in. But I want to say there's a great God of glory, even today. And he's telling us today, he said, I'm the door. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I'm that door, praise God. He said, I'm that power effectual to get you in. Effective power. He's effective power in this world today. Amen. Don't ever let the devil tell us that they's not effective power. Because they's effective power. And it's still touching people. It's still saving old sinners. It's still redirecting lives. And it's still giving help to those that need help. Amen. And Paul says, listen, he said, fellas, he said, I've got it caught up in something here. It's so great. He said, I can't even imagine it, the being without it. He said, it's a great door, an effectual. It's been opened to me. And praise God, he said, I ain't about to hang out here with a bunch, hang out somewhere when that door is open and the Holy One's beckoning me to come on in. Amen. His power is upon that door. Amen. He says, I'm going to get in when I can. That straight gate. Praise God. He's pointing me to that straight gate. He said, this is the way in. And Paul says, hey, listen, you know what? There's a great door that's open. I want to say there's a great door that's open today. Amen. In this nation that we live, but praise God, I'm afraid God's about ready to slam the door shut. Amen. To withdraw the power. And when he does, there's no man that can open that door. It'll take the Lord Jesus Christ to open that door again. Amen. He's the only one that'll be able to open that door. But praise God, I'm glad he's got her open for us now. Hey, God is open for us. God is open for me and you and our families, our loved ones. And he's beckoning us and begging. He said, come on in. He said, open the door. He said, praise God. He said, all you got to do. Now listen, he's the power to open the door. All you got to do is desire to have the door opened. Amen. And he said, I'll open the door. He said, I'll come into you and said, I'll sup with you. Praise God. He said, I'll pour out my blessings upon you, encourage you in so many ways. You'll have to like one of them. He said, you'll get help from some one of them or one or two of them. Praise God. But he said, he's got to be a straight gate. There's got to be a separation. There's got to be a guidance and leadership that brings us in. Amen. One that we can trust. But I'm afraid the world's putting we're putting our trust in somebody that'll get us run over. They'll get us killed. They'll get us sidetracked. They'll get us deceived. They'll get us going off in a tangent somewhere that we don't even need to go. Amen. And we'll miss the blessings of the Lord. If we ain't very careful. Amen. But if we put our trust in the Lord, Paul said, a great door and effectual. So that power, he said, the adversary's there. There's always going to be adversaries. Until we get out of here, the adversary, the devil, he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour. And he ain't going to quit devouring. Amen. Until God takes us to be with him. And then fool you on the devil, praise God, he'll never be able to bother us again. Amen. That right there ought to give you enough Holy Ghost glory bumps in your heart to just shout the praises of God. Once this thing's over, amen, what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying this is the worst that's ever going to be. Because he said he's going to bring us to that straight gate, bring us in, praise God, and march us right on into glory. For one day we'll stand in the presence of Holy God, amen, for His glory, so we might magnify His name. Paul says a great and effectual way that's been opened to me. Praise the Lord. He goes on in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 16. He said, watch ye and stand fast in the faith, quiet ye like men. He said, just act like men, be strong. Amen. Be empowered, the Word of God. And he goes on in finishing, he says this, verse 14. He said, let all your things be done with charity. He said, whatever you do, he said, do it with love. Amen. Love in action. He said, whatever you do, amen. He said, do it with love. Praise God, and it'll make all the difference. See, when we try to help people, we need to do it because we love them. Amen. And then God will bless us on purpose. Why? Because He's that great door and effectual. He's that way that we can point them to get in while the door's open. Amen. Well, we need to explain to our youngins, our people, our loved ones, that there's a great and effectual door that's open. And say, with a broken heart, say, you better get in while the door's open. One day that door will shut, and there's no man will have power to open it. It'll take God. And if God, the Holy Ghost, moving on their hearts, tell them, say, please, don't put him off, don't wait. Get in while the door's open. Amen. Praise the Lord.